Australians, more than anyone else on the planet, are aware of the importance of sunscreens. But do we really know what is in some of the products? Yesterday, the ABC revealed that at least 10 Australian sunscreen brands that claim to be free of nanomaterials have unwittingly been using nanoparticles in their products. Does it matter, though, to the millions of Australians who use sunscreen?
I would actually read the actual product, you know, actually before I'm using it.
No, I read the labels. I'm just not concerned about the nanoparticles. I think it's a marketing thing.
It's a bit worrying. I have to look into it, I suppose.
Is it something you'd like more information on?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. If it's affecting people, I guess.
You know, I've heard about that nanoparticle business for a while. I guess we're still waiting for the results to come in, though. But then I'm a redhead. I get sunburnt, so I've got no choice.
Yeah. What do you think about companies using non-nano as a marketing technique?
That's what companies do.
People on this morning on the streets of Melbourne. This morning, AM can reveal that a second Australian manufacturer is now the subject of an Australian Competition and Consumer Commission complaint for allegedly providing misleading information about sunscreen ingredients and nanoparticles. It's claimed the company misrepresented information about whether the zinc oxide ingredient it sells to sunscreen brands contains nanomaterials. The Public Health Association of Australia has now added its voice to calls for labelling and greater regulation of nanomaterials in sunscreens. Here's Rachel Carbonell.
Nanoparticles measure just billionths of a metre and can be found in a range of sunscreens. Neither the safety nor the risks of nanomaterials in sunscreens is scientifically proven, but consumer concern over the issue has prompted many sunscreen brands to promote themselves as nano-free. The ABC has revealed some of those brands may have been inadvertently using nanomaterials. In a complaint to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, it's alleged the brands were misled by their supplier, Western Australian company Antaria. AM has learned that a second Australian company, Ross Cosmetics, is now the subject of a similar complaint. Dr. Gregory Crocetti is a nanotechnology campaigner with Friends of the Earth.
Ross Cosmetics provided many of these brands with graph that led these brands to believe that the zinc oxide neutral product in their brands was not a nanomaterial. However, we've recently acquired detailed product information about this ingredient, zinc oxide neutral, which shows that this ingredient is based on agglomerates or clumps of nanoparticles.
It's alleged at least three sunscreen brands declared themselves to be nano-free on the basis of this information. Ross Cosmetics declined to be interviewed, but in a statement to the ABC, the company said,
Ross Cosmetics does not believe it may have misled its sunscreen brand customers by representing zinc oxide neutral as nano-free.
The statement says the product it sells to sunscreen brands is not considered a nanoparticle by international definitions. But Dr. Crocetti says that doesn't mean it's not a nanomaterial, which is a clump or cluster of nanoparticles. And he says the issue is indicative of the need for greater regulation.
We now have multiple examples of system failure, with growing anxiety amongst sunscreen companies and the wider public about the accuracy of the information provided about sunscreens. It really is time for the government to step in and act.
The Chief Executive of the Public Health Association of Australia, Michael Moore, says the issue is a real concern.
We want to see, first of all, people telling the truth. If you are using nanomaterials, we'll make that clear. If you're not, then by all means declare it. But unfortunately, what we've got at the moment is a situation where there is no regulatory mechanism to check the claims other than using a sledgehammer of the ACCC. So what the Public Health Association wants to see is a mandatory regulation system around this new technology in a system that, first of all, gives manufacturers certainty and confidence and gives consumers the same confidence.
So far, calls for labelling of nanomaterials in sunscreens have been rejected in Australia. The regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, says it continues to review the scientific literature. But to date, the current weight of evidence is that nanoparticles in sunscreens don't penetrate the skin.
Rachel Carbonell.